It is time now for Talkin' Books, made possible by La Vita Dolce Cafe in Southern Village. Hey, stop by there for an afternoon pick-me-up, enjoy a delicious nitro cold brew coffee, or indulge with a new gelato flavor. And of course, don't forget to bring your favorite book any day of the week, but especially on Tuesdays, where they have the La Vita Dolce Book Club. More on that in a few minutes. Right now, we are joined in the studio, as always, by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is their website. Sitting in a slightly different seat today because we've got some special guests here in the studio as well, but I will let Susan introduce them. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Aaron. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How's the library?
You know, it's great. It's busy as always, and winter reading just ended, and we're doing all kinds of moving now into a lot of science programming. I'll talk more about that coming up with Explore More and
awesome
Statewide Star Party and the Science Festival, and then we start thinking about
it's
summer.
Science
I
Festival
know.
Time already,
it
isn't
is.
It?
Oh, it
man.
Is.
This is, okay, this year is going super fast, but it's an election year, so I'm totally okay with it going as fast as humanly possible.
Well, yes. Yes, Aaron. I
Others
think there
may
are many
disagree
that, I don't
that
know.
It's going fast. I think it's like we're. I mean, it's been spring for 3 weeks, right? I mean, it's been 65 degrees this whole time.
And people are sneezing. I just don't know about it. But after winter reading and in advance of all of those other great programs that I mentioned, we have a really great program tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
That's why I
yes.
brought these two knuckleheads. I mean, my colleagues. So with
hey,
me
technically
here,
only one of them is a colleague anymore.
That's
you can call
right.
the other one a knucklehead if you want.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say that only one of them is a knucklehead.
So with me here in the studio and with you here in the studio are Police Chief Chris Blue and recently retired Fire Chief Matt Sullivan.
Not actually retired because you're now I've heard busier now than you were before is what I've gathered. Yeah,
yes,
but Chief, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Aaron.
So, Matt, how is retired life? I know you're busy, but how's it going?
I haven't figured that out yet, but it feels sort of surreal.
Yeah.
It's been a great couple of weeks, well, actually a month or so, reflecting mm-hmm. sort of on the career I've had and what's going on in town, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, a lot of really cool ceremonies and opportunities for people to recognize you. How is that for you going through those?
That's humbling.
Yeah.
These guys know that I'm not very comfortable being in the center of attention. So
that's why
it's
you had like
stretch.
A half dozen events.
Right.
That's why we're putting him on stage tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly.
And I will also say that when I walked into the studios earlier to meet these guys, it was weird because Chief Sullivan is not in his uniform.
Yeah.
Apparently, his retirement job is at Blockbuster because he's wearing the uniform of the blue Oxford and the khaki.
There's only one left.
But it's weird to see him not in uniform.
It's a little weird. Like, Chief Blue, I've seen you out of uniform because your second job is a marathon runner, basically.
Right,
so whenever you're not...
gets a little clunky.
Exactly.
About mile 20.
So that I've seen. But yeah, I don't think I've seen you out of... Out of your uniform, yeah. It's a little odd. I'm getting used to it. It's okay.
Relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So your job now, tell us about it.
So besides doing some stuff around the house. I actually spent Monday in Wilmington mm-hmm. talking with social workers and human service professionals about how they get involved and how they work after a community tragedy and putting the pieces together for effective crisis response, mm-hmm. whatever tragedy they should encounter. So it was a long day. I learned some things. We'll make some modifications, but the plan is to do a little bit more of that.
Yeah, you'll be going all over the state doing that, right? Yeah, that's really cool. So both of you, Chief and Chief, Blue and Sullivan, will be together tomorrow night at the library for a public conversation called Chief and Chief Stories from Public Safety and Service, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. It's free and open. Oh, it should be a really cool conversation.
Yeah. Take it away, Chief.
Sorry. It should be a really cool conversation.
Yeah. Well, we sure hope so. I mean, I think we were kind of talking about what is it we're going to talk about that will be interesting, and we're still figuring that out. But I do think Matt and I, we have a few things in common, not the least of which we both grew up here together and both committed to staying in our hometowns and having a life of service in our community. And actually, as we've reflected on that, we had a chance to talk about that some the last month or so. There are some cool stories in there that we'll get to share, but there's also just a real sense of accomplishment of staying in your hometown and trying to do something that's important.
Yeah.
And so we look forward to talking about that. And as we were saying before we came in, who knows? There might be some future Matt Sullivans in the audience tomorrow night who will respond to what he has to say, and we'll sign up.
Absolutely. So without spoiling too much, what are some of the stories that you're likely to share?
Well, one of the Sam, and I shared a little of this at his, and this is less a story about him and more about life in Chapel Hill as a kid. And we talked a little bit about this at his retirement event last Friday night, just how much our community embraced us as kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think to some degree this is still true, but I know when we were kids, Franklin Street was like your front yard. And so we were at Time Out for chicken biscuits, and we were at the Pump House playing video games, which is where Kinko's is now. And there were some world-class Pac-Man players in there. And we were renting roller skates at the Happy Store. Now, that's really going back.
I don't think I've heard of the Happy Store.
The Happy Store is where Top of the Hill is now located.
Okay.
That was a service station and a convenience store. And also, I found out the hard way, not a place that you should park if you're running down to Golden China for a carry-out Chinese.
That's correct.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way. But in any case, when we were kids growing up in this community, Franklin Street and the university campus was really your playground. You spent Saturday afternoons going and seeing all kinds of athletic events on campus. Many of them were free. It's a great way to spend some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a really cool way to put roots down in your hometown, which made it very hard for us to think about leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that same community that grew us has really embraced us and supported us across these careers. And there's something to be said. I mean, I think lots of folks come into our community every day and provide great service, but I think when we've been involved in high tense or high pressure or tough situations, folks knowing us and where we have come from have helped us and helped them give us the benefit of that when we needed it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure a lot of the connections that are made in those early years come back in really positive ways and unexpected ways, right? When you're in your full-time careers, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so we had to be thoughtful about our stories to make sure we don't include names.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I know Matt's had this experience too. And my time as a police officer in my hometown, and I've arrested people who I grew up with, made death notifications about people I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that is really hard about that, but also it feels in some ways like you're the right person to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can imagine you're also having those moments where you're really helping people that you grew up with as well.
Well, absolutely. And I think just actually as I was pulling the parking lot here today, I got a phone call from a local business person who I've known since I was a kid, asking me about how he could file a police report his business had been defrauded.
Mm.
And he called me on my cell phone, and he called me by my first name, and he asked me whether that was a police report or not. He described the situation. And, you know, that, even though I've been doing this job in this community for over 20 years now, when that happens, that just feels right to me. And
yeah,
it reminds me of why this was a good choice.
Yeah, it's that connection. That's as it should be. So speaking with Chief Chris Blue, Police Chief Chris Blue, former Fire Chief Matt Sullivan, they'll be together tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library for a public conversation called Chief in Chief. It's free. It's open to everyone. It should be a great conversation. And back over to Susan Brown, whose library is hosting it.
I mean, after that, I got nothing. So,
how did it come together?
What I was going to say was, I think hearing both of these guys talk, you'll get a sense of they both have great stories.
Mm-hmm.
They've experienced highs and lows, but also they're really great storytellers. So I think it's going to be a really great program. And it came about just thinking about both Chief Sullivan's retirement, their friendship, their experience. We've been, you know, delving into all of this local history. And this was just a way to sort of bring that all together. And as I said, you know, we're a place where people come to experience great stories, whether it's through a book, a movie, a program, or these two community heroes and local boys in conversation. So we think it's going to be a really fun evening.
Awesome. So are we recommending books based on this today?
Yes. Or,
awesome. Okay.
Books and movies
books
and all
and
kinds of things.
And everything else.
And
all right.
As often happens, we rarely prepare, Aaron. Chief Sullivan.
I'm totally unprepared.
Oh, yeah. Chief Sullivan's got
I should have asked that question 20 minutes
Chief
ago.
Chief Sullivan is ready to go.
Oh,
so.
Man, you got a big list.
I know.
List this time, Aaron.
That on that piece of paper is more advanced preparation than Susan and I combined have done for the entire calendar year so far. So,
So take it away, Chief.
Take it away. Yeah, this is on you.
So three authors of different books. So, Susan gave me a book because I want to write a book for retirement by Stephen King about writing, on writing.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of a memoir, but also has some tips and tools for the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And what that brought back for me was back when I was in middle school and high school, I was an avid reader of Stephen King books.
Nice.
And so went back to the old library, the shelves in the house, and actually... So the old Stephen King books that I remember was the Dark Tower series, the Gunslinger and that. So I'm going to read those again.
The Man in Black fled across the...
That's right. And then, of course, my interest in cooking some bread, I actually have broken into the La Farm chef's passion for bread.
Right.
So I'm starting to open that. And then, as I've been cleaning out the office, one of the things we've worked a lot on the last 5 years at the fire department is on leadership development for succession. And there's a great leadership book that we've read as a command staff and that I plan to continue to read that I'd recommend. And it was, it's Turn the Ship Around.
Mm-hmm.
It's by Captain Marquette, but he's retired now. But it talks about he was a submarine commander that actually was assigned to the worst submarine in the fleet. And brought in a new leadership philosophy, which is basically I tell you what to do, I involve you in your decision making.
Yep.
And awesome book. So those are the ones that I would recommend.
So I'm thinking now I'm running in my head through the list of Stephen King books I've read, and I'm trying to think of a Stephen King book where a police or a fire chief is one of the primary, like, main character protagonists. And the one that came out that jumps out to me is Needful Things. Was the main character in that the police chief? He was, right?
I think so.
I think so too. Yeah. So bouncing off of that, I'll add Needful Things to that because he's a great character in that one.
Pick that one back up.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about Firestarter. Was that an obvious choice?
No,
Stephen King Firestarter.
Because I haven't read it. Is the thing?
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Chief Blue.
I got one that actually I read years ago, kind of following up on Chief Sullivan's. Leadership example. I read it years ago and actually picked it up again this week because it's the 5-year anniversary of Coach Smith's passing.
Mm-hmm.
And so many folks in this community probably remember reading the Carolina Way Leadership Secrets or A Life of Leadership or something like that. And it was co-authored by Gerald Bell, who's a professor at Kenyon Flagler, and John Kilgo. Many people may remember John as a broadcaster who did Coach Smith's basketball show. But I'm really looking forward to reading the book again, first off, because any opportunity to honor Coach Smith, I think folks should seize that.
Yeah.
But also because his leadership philosophy and his philosophy for the Carolina program, and I know it's still intact under Coach Williams, was really about a philosophy of hard work and teamwork and sacrifice. That old joke about Coach Smith was the only one who kept Michael Jordan under 20 points a game, and that was part of the system. And in fact, he's quoted in the book saying something to the effect that no national championship team ever had the highest scoring average player on it. And I think as we think about leading in challenging times, election years, recommitting to the philosophy and the purpose behind what you do is always important. And I can think of no one who did that better than Coach Smith. So that's what I'm cracking open this week.
That's awesome. And I think that's such an important leadership lesson. I would think of the leaders as the people who stand out and put up the big in sports statistics and things like that. But the real leaders are the ones who maybe don't stand out, but when whatever team they're on, that team is elevated by their being there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think anybody can lead a superstar, mm-hmm. quite honestly. I think it's finding those superstars who were not quite so obvious or maybe didn't know they were superstars to begin with. That's the true leadership challenge. So that's one that's always in good rotation. And I would be doing a disservice if I didn't throw in Hard Work by Coach Williams also, mm-hmm. which is another excellent one. And maybe I'll get that one next week.
Sounds good. Speaking with Chief Sullivan, Chief Blue, my contribution is just to add fun little contributions to everyone else's recommendations. So I got to throw it over to you, Susan.
Okay, sure.
Because I got Bupkis this week.
Well, you know, they both went very high with, leadership and writing, and I didn't
that
do any of
Stephen
that.
Stephen King. I mean, well, right, I don't know
yeah,
how...
exactly. So the first thing, I was first thinking about just, like, not even books, like a movie. So one question that I have, because I was trying to think about police books, which I've read a lot of, and then I was like, what about books about firefighters? And then I thought about movies. And I'm just going to put it out there. I love the movie Backdraft.
Yeah.
What do firefighters think about the movie Backdraft, Chief?
It's a pretty realistic movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask the same question about the recently released sequel, Backdraft 2?
I've not seen that.
The backdrafting. I don't know what the
subtitle.
No, there's a terrible subtitle though. It's awful. But yeah, original Backdraft, great. But yeah, there's a Backdraft 2 that's apparently terrible.
So there's that movie. There
right.
we go. Yeah. And then I was trying to think about, because there are lots and lots of crime fiction books with cops, right?
Right.
And a lot of the books out there, and we've talked about some of these, there's some about firefighters, but a lot of them are about arsonists. Mm. And then I triangulated on the perfect book. Joseph Wambaugh, who was a police officer and turned to writing and wrote The Choir Boys and The Onion Fields and all of those books, he also wrote a book called Fire Lover. And this was more in the 80s or 90s. And it was about it's a true story of a guy in Los Angeles who started out as a police officer. Or no, he tried to be a police officer, didn't make the cut. Went into the fire ranks, was an investigator.
It's a fairly predictable trajectory, by
the way. Yeah.
he ended up being an arson investigator, and I'm not giving anything away because you'll get this from the jacket flap. He was also a, like, psychopath arsonist. So he was both setting fires and researching the fires,
oh,
and
wow.
It's written by this ex-cop. So I thought that was, like, the perfect trifecta. It's a very good book, and it's dark and twisty, which is usually the kind of books that I like and talk about. Fire Lover by Joseph Wambaugh.
Joseph Wambaugh. Awesome.
Yep.
I'll check that out. Again, the public conversation tomorrow evening is called Chief in Chief, Stories from Public Safety and Service, 7 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Public Library, free and open to all. Hear from Police Chief Chris Blue, former Fire Chief Matt Sullivan. Should be a fantastic conversation. Chief, Susan, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
And again, let's keep the conversation going. Join the La Vida Dolce Book Club every Tuesday at 5:30 next week. The group is going to be discussing It All Comes Back to You by Beth Duke, the second week of their discussion. It started this week over gelato, wine, coffee, and more. The La Vida Dolce Book Club is open and welcome to all.